everyone needs to be remote. European Union said Thursday that President Alexander Lukashenko is not the legitimate president of Belarus, adding that his abrupt swearing-in on Wednesday went directly against the will of the people. The ceremony sped up EU plans to boycott Lukashenko following the disputed August 9th election, as the European Parliament had earlier decided not to recognize the veteran leader beginning in November, when his term as president was due to end. In a statement, the EU's 27 states said Lukashenko's new mandate lacks any democratic legitimacy and that the inauguration contradicts the will of a large part of the Belarusian population. Gaza's rulers, Hamas, and their Fatah rivals in the occupied West Bank agreed Thursday to hold the first Palestinian election since 2006, united by their opposition to Arab-Israeli normalization deals. Polls will be scheduled within 6 months under a deal reached between Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh, officials from both sides told reporters. The last Palestinian parliamentary elections in 2006 saw Hamas win an unexpected landslide. A top Hamas official said the deal was reached during meetings held in Turkey. The recent talks have come after two Arab states, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, normalized their relations with Israel. Despite peace deals with Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994, the new accords broke with decades of Arab consensus that future ties with the Jewish state should not be normalized until it has signed a comprehensive peace deal with the Palestinians. And Hungary's anti-immigration Prime Minister Viktor Orban said Thursday that EU proposals for tougher new asylum rules do not go far enough. His comments came after talks in Brussels with his Czech